Harley-Davidson just announced more leadership changes, and this decision could directly impact the bikes we'll be riding in just a few years. All right, guys, I have some big Harley-Davidson news to cover today. Harley-Davidson's new CEO just started a couple months ago, and now he has announced major changes in the key management on his team. I want to talk about these changes and what it actually means for us as riders. Now, I'm not a C-level executive, but in a previous life, I did report to CEOs, CFOs, presidents of the company, and had to do presentations for board of directors. My experience is that the top-level management often sets the tone for a lot of things that filter down through the organization, and sometimes they can have a very direct impact on the products. I think leadership decisions eventually show up in some way in the products that we're going to be writing, whether it's the quality or the features, or how much R&D gets devoted to it, how soon those features get rolled into new models. I think anytime Harley-Davidson's upper management changes, it impacts the products we ride. It affects the features, the performance, and the price we pay for those things in new motorcycles. In this video, I'm going to break down what has changed, who's coming in, and most importantly, why riders should pay attention to this one. Let's get into 10 things you need to know. Artie Starrs, president and CEO, stated, "As we reimagine our future, we're returning to what makes Harley-Davidson uniquely powerful. These changes set us up to deepen our connection to riders and dealers, accelerate data-led and tech-enabled engagement, and unlock the full potential of our operations." Now let's get into the new roles that are designed to propel growth and integration. 2, Jonathan Root, Chief Financial and Commercial Officer. In support of a renewed focus on dealer relations and integration with financial services, HDFS, Jonathan Root will lead the commercial organization in addition to his role as Chief Financial Officer. 3, Brian Nicketh, Chief Operating Officer. Harley-Davidson is welcoming back Brian Nicketh, effective January 5th, 2026. He'll be serving as the Chief Operating Officer, with 20 years of prior HD experience and most recently serving as President of the White River Marine Group. Nicketh will oversee product management, product development, and product operations, bringing both institutional knowledge and renewed operational leadership to the company. 4, Matt Ryan, Chief Marketing and Technology Officer. Matt Ryan, most recently the Chief Marketing Officer at Boyd Gaming, joined Harley-Davidson on December 8, 2025 in this newly created role. Ryan will unite the company's marketing, digital, and technology capabilities under one leader, enabling data-driven marketing, integrated digital experiences, and more seamless engagement with riders and customers. 5, Marcus Fisher, Chief Brand Officer. Also effective December 8, 2025, Marcus Fisher assumed the role of Chief Brand Officer. Reporting to Matt Ryan, Fisher joins Harley-Davidson from Carmichael Lynch, the agency behind many of the brand's most iconic campaigns, and will lead brand strategy, creative direction, and long-term brand positioning as Harley-Davidson enters the next chapter. The press release also notes that Brian, Matt, and Marcus will be located in Milwaukee at the Juneau Avenue campus. 6, Bill Davidson, Special Advisor to the CEO and Brand Ambassador. Bill Davidson will serve as a newly created role of Special Advisor to the CEO and Brand Ambassador with a focus on product development, brand, rider culture, and community. 7, Karen Davidson, Brand Ambassador. Karen Davidson will continue as Brand Ambassador, working more closely with our marketing and brand teams, focusing on dealer engagement, rider culture, and community. Further specifics will be subject to future announcements as Matt Ryan and Marcus Fisher get settled in their roles. I want to take a minute and thank Beyond Riders for sponsoring today's video. I've been wearing Beyond Riders Kevlar-lined armored riding gear for a couple years now. Tonight I'm wearing their hoodie. It's that time of year. Pretty soon I'm going to have to move over to the soft shell coat just because the temperatures are going to get that much colder. They also make mesh gear for the summer. And if you ride at night a lot, they even make ultra-reflective gear. They've been offering big specials during the Christmas holiday. Make sure you check out their website and use my coupon code down below to save a few dollars on your next purchase from Beyond Riders. 8, a renewed commitment to Milwaukee and the dealer network. Harley-Davidson reaffirms Its commitment to Milwaukee, especially its historic Juneau Avenue campus, is the heart of its business. Milwaukee is our home, and it always will be, Starr said. These organizational changes are part of a broader effort to reset and strengthen the company's bond with its dealers and riders, enabling Harley-Davidson to chart a bold, strategic path forward. 9. While not directly mentioned in this announcement, I have seen press articles that Chief Commercial Officer Luke Mansfield and Chief Digital Operations Officer, and I'm going to get this name wrong, so we're just going to call him Jag, are leaving the motor company by the end of the year. I also believe that Teo Cattell, the Global Vice President of Marketing, is leaving the company by the end of the year as well. One source reported that Erica Ballard, Senior Vice President of Harley-Davidson Apparel and Licensing, has already left the company. 10. Why are these changes happening suddenly, 60 days after the new CEO took over? Well, the rumor has it that they've been putting cubes up at the Juneau Avenue headquarters. I've heard that from a couple sources. And the statement about these three guys being based in Milwaukee, Brian, Matt, and Marcus, well, that tells me that he wants management there in Milwaukee. And maybe it's not even his decision. Maybe that's the direction from the board based on some of the negative stuff that was put out when the board was having a battle about how many people worked remotely and were no longer located in Milwaukee. And some of these people leaving, it may not be a matter of they were fired or they were not desirable in some way, but maybe they had been working remotely and maybe they took the job with the promise that they didn't have to relocate. And now the situation's changed. So they're just moving on to something else. This leads me to believe that the CEO or the board, the direction of the company, though, is that leadership and executive management is returning to Milwaukee with a renewed focus on managing this company. And I don't think that that's necessarily a bad thing. This is a 180-degree approach from what the previous CEO had, and it'll be interesting to see what other directions the new CEO takes the company compared to previous management. I've already talked in another video about what the new CEO had to say to the dealer network his first day on the job. If you haven't seen that video, I'll leave a link to it in the description down below. With a company this size, we may not see the impact of these decisions for possibly years in regards to product management. But in other areas like marketing and customer experience, we could see changes as early as this summer. And I'm glad to see the Davidsons having a bigger role and a more of an impact on the direction of the company. I know that's something many riders have expressed to me in the comments, that they would like to see the Davidsons back involved in the management of the company. And so I think this is going to be a good opportunity for them to be more involved and engage with the rider community and provide that feedback back directly to the executive management team that can then act upon that as they design new products and change the way they do business to meet the needs of the dealer network and the riders. Now leave me a comment down below. If you were the new CEO of Harley-Davidson, what would be the first thing you would change? More affordable bikes? Better quality control? Better dealer experience? New models? All right, if you like this video, make sure you give it a big thumbs up. It really helps the channel grow. We're right at 25,000 subscribers here on the channel, and that's not huge, but it's a big deal to me. I never dreamed the channel would be this big, and I want to thank all of you that have already subscribed and been supporting the channel. All right, you know the drill. Y'all stay safe and keep on riding. We'll see you in the next one.